Now he is the king of crunk himself, Little John. Little John, are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Little John, set it straight. What's the definition? Once and for all, what is crunk, and is Donald Trump crunk?
Well, crunk, I think the word comes from basically the past tense of once you crank something up. I think that's the real root of the word. So once you crank the car up, it's crunk. And the definition basically means high energy. Like right before you lose your mind, that's when something is crunk. Like if it's just off the hook, you know. So to use it in a sentence, you might say, man, I can't wait to go to the club this weekend so I can get crunk. You know, so that's what it means.
All right, well, seeing that you're in a completely different aspect of the entertainment world than Donald Trump, why do you think he – you ever have a conversation? Why did he pick you originally to be on The Celebrity Apprentice?
You know what? I have no idea why he picked me or why, you know, they thought I would be a good addition. I think my publicist initially reached out, but I can't even remember. That was some just 2 years ago. I had a lot of fun doing it, doing the show. And, you know, I definitely didn't want to come back again and do it because it was so tough the first time. But, you know, my mother had a diabetic stroke. And also I watched this documentary about A Tribe Called Quest where Fife has diabetes and it tells his story. And so that kind of helped me to, you know, make my decision and say I'll come back to bring awareness for diabetes.
Well, we were talking about it on our show last week. We think that really Donald Trump is a big fan of Little John. We can see him jamming out with the iPod going, listening to his favorite Little John songs. So we took a little poll on our Facebook page, and we said, which song or collaboration do you think that Donald listens to while he's in the car, or while he's on the treadmill? And what do you think was the result of that? Let's see what you think it would be.
It'll be some kind of classic rock song, probably. That's what I think.
Well, 57% of the people that we polled said it would be the Little John collaboration with Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg. If you are scared, then go to church, N-word.
That's funny. I thought they would have said get low. But hey, that works too.
When you were on last season and this season as well, a lot of it has to do with fundraising, and a lot of it is that you guys are in the entertainment business and you've made so many good connections throughout the years, and a lot of it is calling on those friends and those connections to donate money to these charities to win these competitions. Do any of your friends after the show is over, or even during the taping when you're calling them, are they getting really pissed off that you're hitting them up for big amounts of money?
Well, you know, that was the hardest part of the show to me, was the fundraising. I mean, the other aspects is stuff I normally do in business every day, you know, marketing, you know, so on and so forth. Even shooting the TV commercials, you know, shooting the commercials, all of that was easy for me. But the fundraising was extremely difficult because I've never had to call people and ask them for money. Even though I have a lot of wealthy friends, you're just hanging out partying most of the time, and it's just like, okay, how do I go ask this dude for $20,000? And it's not like I'm asking for $100. You know, I got to get 5, 10, 20, 50s, as many as I can, and it's just, to me, it felt like an impossible task the first season. But, you know, people, you know, helped out and, you know, helped donate money to these charities, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, with this season, they released the cast list, and what I thought I had saw early on was that Penn Jillette was coming back on the show. But then I heard some rumors, some controversy. Oh, he is on the show this year?
Yeah, he's on the show.
Okay, because we had heard that he had written a book that talked about his experience on the first season that he was on, and I guess he said some negative things, and there was some rumors that he was kicked off the show because of that.
No, I mean, honestly, the book came out after we was already pretty much done with the filming.
Oh, so, wow.
It didn't really, you know.
Was there any tension?
I'm just going to say everybody needs to watch from the first episode, from this Sunday at 9 p.m., once you watch this first episode, you're going to be hooked because you're not going to be able to predict what's going to happen. And it's just, even when we were filming the show, the first time we thought we knew what was going on here and there, we saw, you know, the way stuff was leading. This time I had no clue of what was going to happen next. I was like basically trying to be on point at all times because I didn't know what was going to happen.
Now, you talked about how hard it is to compete on the show. Is it true that the hardest part of the show is not getting busted staring at Ivanka in the boardroom?
She's easy on the eyes, I will say that. But I think the hardest part for me, like I said, was the fundraising. That's the hardest part.
Gotcha. Well, I had a bunch of different questions that came in through our social media sites, not exactly about The Celebrity Apprentice, which is the All-Star Celebrity Apprentice, which starts again this Sunday, March 3rd at 9 p.m. on NBC. But I had to get some of these in. Someone wanted to know about Kanye West. What do you think about Kanye and the Kardashians? Do you think it's going to end up affecting his career and his music?
People, you know, as long as you make some hot music, they don't care what you do, you know, honestly. So Kanye will be fine. Kanye is a really, really good dude. You know, he's just been going through a lot, you know, with his mom. His mom was so close to him. And so he's just basically he's being an artist. You know, he's you know, expressing himself, even with all of the outfits and the crazy stuff he's been wearing. He's just being an artist. That's what artists do. Real artists express themselves. Yeah. So Kanye will be fine.
Okay. Gun to head. You must pick one word of the next three that you could never say again. Which one do you choose? Yeah, okay, or what?
I say what, because when I'm walking through the airport and people just hit me with the what? I just want to kill somebody. I'm not going to lie. When I'm just trying to relax and just I got a hoodie on, and I'm just trying to get through the airport. I'm on a 7 a.m. flight going somewhere. I don't want to hear no whats.
I want to know, this is actually from Rita in Texas. Whatever happened to Big John and Medium-Sized John?
I don't know. They disappeared. No, they got old.
Unbelievable. So now the All-Star, like you said, the All-Star edition, you want to watch it from the first episode, which starts this Sunday. Is there a lot of Gary Busey in it?
I haven't seen the episode, but of course Gary is going to be Gary on this season. And it's funny because when we were like shooting the promos and all of that, everybody's like, oh, Gary, so, you know, Gary this, Gary that. I'm like, okay, Gary's cool. Until you have to, you know, you're getting down as the game progresses and it's a lot going on and you're trying to focus and you're trying to really, you know, get your task done, Gary can be a distraction from getting stuff completed. So I was telling the cast, I'm like, okay, you'll see. You will see. And on this season, they eventually see.
I was going to say, I bet they saw, just watching at home that first season, it was, I can't imagine. We only see an hour or 2 hours a week, and you guys are stuck in those rooms. They don't realize it's up to like 18 hours a day, which is insane.
Yeah, I mean, I would get up every day at 6 a.m., and if we had a long day, it would end at 11 p.m. So
wow.
It's pretty intense, and it's nonstop. Yeah.
All right, well, everyone's going to want to check this one out. Little John is going to be the star of the All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. It starts this Sunday, March 3rd, 9 p.m. on NBC. Any parting words, Little John?
Just make sure you do not miss this first episode. Trust me, it's going to be addictive, 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 addictive. So watch the first episode. Some amazing stuff happens the first episode, and you're going to be shocked. So that's all I got to say. Just check it out this Sunday, March 3rd, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
All-Star Celebrity Press.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, Little John.
Thank you.